The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hi, y'all. This is House Guest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show.
Hi guys, welcome to the House Guest Podcast. Thank Gen Z Gen Z Millennial. That's kind of what you are. I'm sorry.
I'm literally Gen Z.
Okay. Thank
you. You're literally so rude to me. I am like a Macy Thompson apologist. No, she's kidding. Like plotting my demise.
No, I'm kidding. You're okay. Gen Z grandma.
Thank you.
Gen Z Martha Stewart meets Jojo Siwa from the Karma music video. I'm your host, Macy Thompson, joined here today with Kenzie Elizabeth.
Jojo Siwa from the Karma music video is crazy, by the way. Never seen it. Oh, but you know
can we
what
watch
I
it tonight?
I don't need to because I've seen all of your TikToks. So we're fine.
I haven't even made that many TikToks about Jojo Siwa and Karma. Like, I could have remade the dance and I didn't even do that.
Well, why don't you?
Because I'm nervous. It's a really intense dance. Like, I fear it might be too skilled for even me.
Even you, then yeah. That means literally no one in the world can do it.
That means literally.
Not even anyone on Dancing with the Stars, that means who's a pro.
Literally, oh my God.
Literally no one.
Did I tell you that Riley Arnold follows me on TikTok now?
No.
Yeah, and that's
do you think it's the dances?
Well, she followed me after I like went to the Dancing with the Stars live show, and she reposted.
That's fact about Macy is that she went to the live show.
She
didn't invite me though.
I spent my hard-earned dollars on the Dancing with the Stars live show. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't invite you because it was such a high demand and I bought the tickets like literally right when they went on sale with Kirsten. And I was like, I need to go.
For some reason, I thought Tabby went.
No.
Okay.
No, it was a really pivotal moment for me. But Riley Arnold reposted my TikTok the other day. So I'm like, I'm just putting it out there. What if I somehow get in like the audience for Dancing with the Stars this season or just get to be involved somehow? Because that's my dream when I really think about it.
Right now, any brand that has any sort of connection to Dancing with the Stars, I personally will sell my soul to get Macy and I there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Like any connection.
Like, I will honestly pay for our flights if that's what's needed. But get that somehow.
Thank you so much. And I just want to apologize for calling you a millennial. It really
Because now I'm offering my services to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to circle back to that because it really just flowed off my tongue. Like mm-hmm. I was nervous with my new intro. Gen Z millennial, like that just flowed. Like Gen Z Martha Stewart. Sorry, you're a grandma, not a millennial.
Thank you. And yeah, I appreciate the accountability there.
Yes.
I am like a Macy Thompson apologist. Macy could never ever do any wrong. You really don't do wrong though. Like most of my friends. No, because you know when like I am the friend that like if you are in the wrong, I will kindly be like, well, think about this perspective, you know, and I never have to do that with you.
Thank you so much. My other friend said that to me the other day and I was like, okay, I don't want to like paint this perfect picture for myself.
But if anyone's going to.
But, okay.
But you just don't really.
Thank you.
You don't really do things that are wrong.
Thank you so much.
Knock on wood. Well, you did just call me a millennial.
That was a big mistake.
It was a huge mistake.
And I'll always own up to it when I do wrong. And that was a mistake.
Yes.
But you guys, I just want to say, Kenzie, you're doing amazing right now.
Thank you.
Yes. Kenzie, if she doesn't mind me speaking on her behalf, was in a CBM today. If you guys don't know what a CBM is, it's a certified bad mood, trademarked emoji. It just means like,
it's huge.
You're in a bad mood. Like, it's not just like, I'm kind of like grumpy right now. Like, no, you're in a bad mood.
You're not pouty.
No, you know? Yeah.
It's so much worse than that.
It's so much worse than the average pout. Yeah. And Kenzie really took so many steps today to get out of that bad mood and things are looking really up right now. So if you want to talk about what you did.
Thank you for giving me the floor. Yeah. Yes, I did work out twice today. For those asking, Macy and I have been doing 2-a-days. We've actually done multiple, which really is just 2, but we've been running. You know what? We could touch on our running journey. Actually, not just yet.
We're trying to be low key because that's what we are, low key.
We're so subtle.
No.
It's crazy.
Do you know what we need to talk about? Like
Coach Bennett?
Like how we kind of have the same guy. Do you know what I can do wrong? And it's taking your boyfriend, Coach Bennett.
He's your boyfriend. I give him to you.
Oh, thank you.
He's like a dad to me.
Yeah. No, me and Kenzie downloaded the Nike running app, and both of us have been very clear and adamant over the fact that running doesn't come easy to us. Like, we're not runners.
We don't like running. We're like athletic. Yeah. And we love working out, but we don't like running.
I'll lift weights and do some pickleball and tennis all day long. But when it comes to like running, I'm like, literally no.
Where did that come from? Literally no. Like for you. Because you've
really started like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you've just
I'm, like
that
literally.
Up.
Like
literally.
I know. Because I know Dom will do like, Dom will go
literally no. Literally. She does like an emphasis on the T.
No, but she does a ch too. She'll be like,
your arch nemesis.
Dom. Yeah. Yes. Still don't know if we're friends.
Yeah.
Let's start that beef. Can you guys like, I want to be talked about more. Like, please. Like,
can someone make a TikTok about the beef between Macy Thompson and Dom Roberts?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where was I going with this? We're not runners. But these guided runs on the Nike Run app, just try it out if you're not a runner. He talks you through it and he understands you. He's like, I get it. It's hard right now, but keep going. But he's not like pushy annoying. He's just the perfect amount of support that you need. So we've been running with Coach Bennett and we're gonna be casual about it. Kenzie's training for a 5k in June. I'm gonna be out of town, but I'm
so casual about it.
Yeah,
we're 5k.
Like, it's kind of more of like a if you know you know thing.
It's kind of more like a half marathon if you think about it.
Yeah, it's all about perception. Like, it's kind of about the Boston Marathon.
Yes,
we've been really like identifying with the Boston Marathon because our girl Brett just ran it.
More specifically, we're identifying with Heartbreak Hill. Like, I don't think Brett, first off, realizes how much Brett lives rent-free in our mind.
Yeah.
Go listen to the Brett episode for everyone who is new here. But we love her. Brett's Bites on TikTok and Instagram. That is her Instagram username as well, I believe. And we literally followed her like stalkers on Boston Marathon. Like, we're so obsessed.
No, like, I tracked her during the Boston Marathon, but she talks a lot about Heartbreak Hill. It's like the famous hill in the Boston Marathon that's so hard at mile 21. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're making it to like mile one.
Okay. But there's like a slight uphill and we're like, this is Heartbreak Hill.
Yeah, because my neighborhood's really hilly. Yeah. So we're like, oh my God.
Heartbreak Hill.
I did run today though. Oh, sorry. So I am in a CBM and guys, I have done everything. Honestly, I've been in a CBM all week, but like today has been the worst. But I've done everything I can to get out of it. Like, obviously, not my best year. Not a good time. I worked out. I went on a run after my workout. I went in the sauna. I called a friend. I listened to a podcast. Taylor Swift's new album came out today. Like, you would think that in itself would put me in, like, there's nothing I can do. And then we got Frozen Margs. I will say, since we started recording, I've been, like, a little bit better of a mood. So, anyways, we're going to,
the up and up.
If I'm, like, low vibrational today, cut me some slack. I think I deserve it.
I think just in life, we should cut you some slack.
I would actually appreciate that. I would be shocked by people who are not cutting me any slack.
That makes me disgusted.
There's actually not really many of them. I have really good friends. But
no, I know. But like,
I just wanted to start some drama.
No, I still want to like out everyone. I'm like, I'm a Kenzie Elizabeth apologist. I'm like, what'd you say?
Yeah, there's like not many people, but like,
no.
Macy knows them.
No, literally. Wait, did you watch Real Bros of Simi Valley?
Is that the one that Lauren's in?
Yeah.
No.
You should watch it. But there's like a famous scene from it where he's like, yo, Zan, come get your dog. Like, that's me with you. I'm like, what'd you say? Like, when it comes to Kenzie.
Yes, yes, yes. It's been something. So we're really trying to, like, kind of get out of this
CBM.
Out of the CBM.
And if you guys are ever in one, just tag us and let us know so that we can be in it together. Like, we empathize with that.
No, look, I get a CBM. And, like, I'm right there with you. Maybe today you're having a CBM. And hopefully this amazing hour that we're giving you.
Yeah.
It's our gift from us to you.
We're also hopefully having a sleepover tonight.
We are having a sleepover and we're going to cook something. By the way, Macy sent me a recipe earlier because I was like, hey, I'm ordering groceries. Like, what did you want to make tonight? She sends it and is like, oh, is this like too hard? It literally was like the easiest thing.
Well, I didn't know if it was like too many ingredients. Like, you were ordering the ingredients. I didn't want you to like have to like.
But we just have made so many things that are way more intricate. So I was confused by that comment.
Yeah. I was just being so considerate.
That's literally what I was about to say. Yeah. You were just like really thinking of me.
Because I can do no wrong.
Macy's actually never done anything wrong in her life. Like, that's actually one thing about me. Like, someone tells me, like, not that anyone would ever come up and talk bad about you to me. But like, the second that they do that, like, I know they're evil. Like, that's just, it is what it is.
That's so nice.
If there's one thing about me, I love a good mocktail. I like a really cute little drink. I like to have a good experience. And I like something that does something, okay? So earlier this year, I'm sure all of y'all have seen the, like, Sleepy Girl mocktails that went viral on TikTok.
And I started making those, and my mom was staying with me for a little bit, and I was making them for my mom. We like legitimately could not sleep. And then I was making those, and it helped us so much. And the basis, basically, of this recipe, or yeah, recipe if it's a drink still, was the R.W. Knudsen. Okay, this stuff is so good. It's 100% juice made with only high quality ingredients. It's crafted for life's little wins, okay? It doesn't have to be a big win to celebrate your healthy decisions. All right, let's celebrate all the wins. And when the glass is half full, keep pouring, okay? Let's talk about this organic Just Tart Cherry, okay? It's having a moment, like I said, thanks to tart cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery, which, listen, after all of my running and all my workouts lately, that's what I need. I love this stuff. The Sleepy Girl mocktail is incredible. I grab a cute little glass from the hosting closet. I go into my kitchen. At this point, I'm already like freshly showered in my skincare, my matching pajama set, and I make myself the Sleepy Girl mocktail, and it is so good. So I use the organic Just Tart Cherry. That is the stuff that has all the like sleep-related benefits, and I cannot recommend this like Sleepy Girl mocktail enough. Seriously, it's so good. They also have organic Just Pineapple. They have Just Cranberry, and they have organic Beet. Beets may help fight grumpy guts, which is like aiding in digestion, workout stamina, which I also need, okay, and heart health. So R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today and seriously make the Sleepy Girl mocktail. It is so good.
Hey, house guest listeners, it's Cam and my wife, Tare, from the Staying Up podcast. Don't you just miss the good old days?
Like when we couldn't get legally married?
Well, no, obviously not that part. But I mean, when you just have sleepovers with your best girlies all the time.
I mean, yeah, sleepovers are the best. You're staying up late, you're talking hot goss, mm-hmm. and you pour your little baby heart out before maybe having a little moment under the covers.
Oh, mm-hmm. whoa. Well, lucky for us, we get to do that every night. But once a week, we invite you to join in.
So tune in every week to Staying Up, where we drink up, cozy up, and stay up.
We'll see you there.
I need to come clean. I had something really embarrassing happen to me this week. I go on, this is actually probably 3 weeks ago, but whatever, who's counting? I go on Hinge about once a month and I match with this guy and I get a message that says, it's actually, it says non-monogamy question mark. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? So I go to my Hinge profile because I'm like, what is he talking about or whatever? Someone hacked my Hinge.
No,
and
you?
I think it was you.
You know, I do a lot of Hinge pranks, but it wasn't that.
Who else, now that I'm thinking about it, who else would do that to me?
Kenzie's Hinge profile has been set to non-monogamy for God knows how long. And she's trying to put the blame on someone else. Like, Kenzie, maybe that's just what you wanted at the time.
No, like,
it's okay. We all want different things.
The worst part about it is that I've like filmed Hinge ads since, and you like screen record your profile. So I'm waiting for these ads that I forgot even exist to like go get like boosted. And then it's gonna be like, Kenzie Elizabeth, non-monogamy.
Yeah. Well, I will say Hinge is very confused. Like, I don't know how it got set to non-monogamy.
No, like that isn't something that you do on accident. No, like,
but I will say Hinge settings are very weird. And like what you set up as your profile. And for example, everything was visible on my profile. So it was like Caucasian, straight, like it said all these things. And I was like, hey, that didn't need to be up there. It was like very confusing about what was hidden or not. I don't know. It was like one of those things where it was like Aquarius. Like it said everything about me. And it looked like I like really put effort into my Hinge profile, which is fine.
But a guy super into astrology. How do you feel about that?
I just think he's someone's cooked there too much.
Yeah, like that's not a guy for me.
Yeah, no.
No hate to astrology either.
Yeah.
It's not really like my thing. I'm not against it, but
I just don't know enough about it. But like whenever I had a crush in high school, I would look up Aquarius.
Absolutely. That's the first thing you do when you have a crush.
I'd be like, Aquarius, love horoscope for the week. And it would be like, things are looking up. Something's going to happen tomorrow. I'm like, period.
No, you know what you have to do is you have to look up Leo, Virgo, compatibility. Oh, yes. And then you get everything you need to know there.
Yeah. But do you know what? This one time in high school, I was talking to this one boy and I don't know, I thought I really liked him. And then as soon as I got the attention from him, I was like, no. But I went to Starbucks
happens in your life a lot.
Yeah. Okay. But this was high school. And I go to Starbucks after hanging out with him and the barista was like, oh my gosh, you're an Aquarius, because she must have scanned my card or something. She goes, yeah, you think you want attention until you get it. And she starts like reading me my full horoscope. And I was like, oh my God.
No, listen, like I actually do believe in a lot of it. Like,
yeah,
here I can be swayed.
Yeah.
You know, pretty easily. But I think that something about a man who's into astrology, like girls being into astrology, cute, fun. Oh my God. Yeah. Love that. A man being into astrology? Yeah. Like, I'm not into that.
Yeah. Go golf. I'm kidding.
Yeah, like go golf or something, or hunt, or like drive a truck. I don't know.
Yeah. I just think that like a girl got him into it. So it's like, eh.
Yeah, so he's also a whore.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're getting to here.
Yeah. So what I mean by that is, yeah.
Unless it's like one of his passions that he's really into, then like pop off king.
But it's not.
But it's not.
It's it never not. Is. It never, it really never is.
Yeah.
So everyone's really loving last week's episode about all my hobbies and like grandma hobbies and all that. And I was thinking the other day, I actually need you to make a vow to me right now.
Okay.
If I ever come to you and I want to like get on a bike, just say no.
Okay.
Absolute no. Like if you need to like chain me to my house, like I'm like, it doesn't matter what lengths you take to go there, because the last thing I need right now at the ripe age of 26 is to get into cycling. And then I'm in one of those bike outfits with a helmet. And like, I can't do that.
Like a road cyclist.
Yes.
And I thought you meant like a little beach cruiser at first.
No. We can get those cute bikes. And okay. I'm running off Facebook Marketplace. But if I do that, like that is where I draw the line. Okay. I can't do that past.
Anything else?
Anything 42 up.
Anything else that's like too far with your hobbies?
I don't think so. What would you say?
I don't.
I think I've already done all the most.
No. Normal. I think it would just be like if you started like hoarding your hobbies. Like if you had like, I don't know.
What do you mean hoarding my hobbies?
Like say like you literally can't walk in your room because there's needle pointing everywhere.
Oh, well, that actually is getting out of hand. Yeah. I've got a lot of those things.
Yeah.
I was hoping that, did you bring your needle point?
Yes, I brought mine.
Okay. We've got to finish your needle point. Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier. Like it really is bothering me.
I just had a really frustrating part with it where like the string just keeps fraying and it just makes me annoyed. So I just got to move on.
Yeah, you do have to move on. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad that you made that vow to me, but I'm like so serious.
Okay.
Because I'm out of control.
Okay.
And now I'm at the point right now with hobbies where like if someone shows me something new, I literally have to like close my eyes. Like I can't even look at it.
I know. I sent her a craft. It was like paper crafting and she's like Macy enough.
I said, please stop sending this to me. I said, please never send something like this to me again.
No, I know.
I'm like, I appreciate that.
No, I send Kinsey. That's one thing I do wrong. I'll send like Kinsey TikToks and she's like, never send me this again. Like noted.
But it's like stuff that like,
I know.
It's, I'm not being serious.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, maybe there's like a little seriousness there.
I catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Taylor, obviously?
Okay, I'm wearing my Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Arlington.
That's what you're thinking? I was thinking Arlington night 2 and 3 because I posted that I was wearing my Eras Tour merch and someone's like, what night were you? And I was like, oh, sorry, I went twice. No, I'm kidding.
No, but we're wearing Eras.
Three times now. Yeah, I'm wearing Eras Tour merch because obviously new Taylor came out last night and I was down back crying at the gym. That's a new song.
She acts like I've like never, like, my whole life has also been Taylor Swift, but Macy just acts like I'm like not a
Taylor Swift. No, I don't. That like literally is just a new one that literally came out today. Yeah. So I'm not at the point where I know all the songs yet. So I just wanted to clarify that that's a new track list. But no, I stayed up way too late. And it honestly, I went to bed at 1 when she released the new songs. I was like, okay, I can't listen to these right now to get the full experience. But I did stay up till 3 because I was just so excited about them. And my friend slept over so that we could experience like the midnight drop together. But even with her sleeping there, I was like trying to listen to them on 1 volume decibel, like trying to hear the words. And it's just so insane. There's so much to talk about. And I don't even know if we can fully get into it because the day after a Taylor Swift drop is so overstimulating.
We like put this episode off to just be in better moods, ironically, on a Friday and to talk about Taylor Swift. But like, we didn't think about the fact that we really need like days to dissect it. We can talk about it on a separate episode if you want like a whole thing still in a couple weeks.
I would argue even like a month. Like I remember when Folklore first came out, it wasn't probably 2 weeks later where I was like, okay, I'm really, really resonating. I'm really feeling
this. I'm really getting it.
Because obviously they sound great and you're like, okay, she's doing something with the lyrics here. But once it really sinks in, you're like, oh shit.
The like, I can fix him, no really I can song.
Oh.
I like sent the girls in my group chat this morning. It's like all the every single construction emoji that you possibly can. I'm like, that's so me. I'm literally so Bob the Builder.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, like, I'm like, that no, is so me.
Give me a wrench. Yeah.
A wrench and a hammer, I'm good to go.
Yeah, no, but it's amazing. Such a good album. My brother is trying to like roast the lyrics because there's one that's like, touch me while I play Grand Theft Auto. I'm like, Trevor, there's literally 31 songs and you're harping on the one lyric. Oh my God.
And listen, like being a hater is a lifestyle.
No, I know.
You know? And it's a choice.
It's so much easier to be a lover.
It is so much easier. Actually, that's not true.
I know.
If I'm being so honest, well, that's just because I'm like miserable this year. Like, I understand people who like hate everyone now. Like,
yeah.
I've never been that way before. I've always been like glass half full. I think I didn't realize how positive I was until now.
No, Kenzie, I've talked about this on the podcast. Like, you were almost a little too positive.
Yeah. No, actually, but I was always like, what do you mean? Like, I think that was just like my natural temperament. And like now when I'm having bad days, I'm like, I understand those people. Like, I've never understood them before. Like, yeah. Even it further, like, not that, I mean, I don't even want to say this because never mind. I was like, here's the thing. And not that I seriously have not gone on Reddit. Like, Reddit terrifies me. I don't want to read it, whatever. But I've always said the people who are on Reddit and are like super like gossipy about people they never met in life are like losers who like have nothing going for them and are like so miserable in life. And like, I am way more like, oh, what's going on with that? Like, I'm like meaner because I'm so miserable in life.
Are you in Reddit now?
No, I'm not. I really am not.
I don't go on Reddit either, but do you want to know what I say about it? It's like their little group chat.
No, it's because they don't have friends
to send it to. So that's their group chat.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't.
But I will just say, like, I am right in the fact that, like, I totally understand if you are someone without morals and values, why if you're in a really bad place, you would go talk about people online that you've never met in your life on Reddit.
Yeah.
Like, I understand how that could happen now.
Did I?
Whereas before, it was, like, literally mind-boggling. And I'm like, these people are so, I couldn't even get it. Now I get it. And we're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've told you about the one girl in my DMs that used to hate on me so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started responding to her. And now she's like really confiding in me. And she's like, Macy, like, this was one of the hardest weeks of my life. I'm like, okay, this has gotten a little too far. Like, no, like, she went from my biggest bully to like, I don't even
know. Your biggest fan.
Yeah.
She's like obsessed with you.
Yeah.
it's crazy.
But it's because I started responding. And like, I posted something that I microwaved. And she's like, you're not supposed to microwave this, you idiot. And I replied. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, I messed up. She's like, I'm sorry, I've made that mistake too before.
Exactly. And like,
please don't encourage this.
You know, she's definitely on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
I've had people in like my real life that I'm not close to who have like come up to me and said things. This happened like a year and a half ago. I actually have no time frame ever. I can never tell you when it happened, but it happened a while ago. This girl that I didn't know well, we're like more of acquaintances, and she came up to me and was talking to me, and it was about me and like another friend. And was saying something, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, but said it so matter-of-factly as if it was something that I had like shared online.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, I don't understand. Like, what are you talking about? I was like, no. Like, I was so confused, whatever.
Yeah.
And then a couple months later, I found out from another friend that it was like a Reddit thing about us. So this girl that I like, we have the same friends, was like talking about or was reading about us. I don't know if she's reading about me or like that girl and I got looped in or whatever on Reddit.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's like really embarrassing.
No, that is.
So anyways, I understand miserable people.
I do want there to be a post about me and Dom not being friends on there.
Just a TikTok will do. Okay, honestly.
Yeah, actually no, because then I won't even see it.
Yeah, you won't.
I want to participate and comment on the TikTok. So that's all.
That's on spreading rumors about yourself.
Yes. No, I want it controlled controversy. Like, if you're going to talk about me, let me be a part of it.
She wants to be able to profit off of it somehow.
Yeah totally.
Somehow, some way. You know, she's got to do that.
Exactly.
I have been loving Maidenform. I love their bodysuits. I don't really feel like putting much effort into my looks like day to day. And they have the best, most seamless bodysuit that I'm like constantly just throwing on, like wearing around the house. And it makes me feel very good, but also makes me look like I like put a little bit more effort in. You know what I mean? So get a taste of M, a new hot collection of craveable intimates from Maidenform, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. So the quality is incredible, but the feel of the fabric, I can't even describe it. It's like so, it's soft, it's seamless. And it's also very sculpting, but you don't like see your bras underneath when you're wearing Maidenform. Like, wear the Maidenform basics, a Maidenform bra. I don't even have to wear a bra with a lot of the basics, but it just all looks so good and like sculpts and just fits you like a glove. Like, this stuff is just so good. So if y'all didn't know, M is a collection from Maidenform, a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. You have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. Great style that won't break the bank. They have on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics, which is my favorite, in the best colors, and can be worn as innerwear or outerwear, style to your taste. Create looks that serve for all or none to see. Visit maidenform.com and use code houseguest20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That is maidenform.com, maidenform.com, and use code houseguest20 for 20% off your first order. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and there actually could not be better timing if y'all have listened to the Navigating Your 20s aspect of it, because listen up, okay? How is your social battery right now? Okay, are you feeling drained? Maybe you're bursting with energy, cannot relate. Why is it at this level? Maybe you don't have enough boundaries, you're less social in the winter, you're paying attention to yourself a little less, you're giving too much, some might say, okay? It can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. I know I've been feeling this way, like I've been doing too much, I need to be doing less, you know what I mean? So what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. I have been in and out of therapy since I was in the fifth grade. I'm regularly in it right now, currently every single Monday at 4 p.m. Okay, I'm a huge advocate for therapy, and it's really given me the tools over the course of my time in therapy to understand myself and get to know myself a lot better and understand why I work the way I do, how to operate better, how to handle situations better, how to know myself better, you know, fill in the blank, okay? So when I'm feeling really drained in life, I have been given the tools through therapy to understand why I'm feeling that way, how to set better boundaries, how to really not get to that point ideally again, because I'm able to set the boundaries up front so that you don't get to the point where you're so drained, right? But obviously, we're always, obviously, unfortunately, going to probably hit that at one time or another. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Kinsey today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kinsey. You know what I'm so excited for?
What?
Since we were talking about music, and I can't obviously talk that much about Taylor Swift just yet because I'm just not ready nor prepared. Like, I need more time to sit on it. I am about to see Miranda Lambert
at Stagecoach.
Yes, and people don't understand. Like, I listen to, like, Kerosene, Automatic, anything, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, like, Mama's Broken Heart, like, regularly.
Yeah.
That, I weirdly listen, especially in, like, when I lived in LA, it's, like, Destiny's Child, JoJo, and then Miranda Lambert. Like, old Miranda Lambert. Emily Tyson, our group chat yesterday, was like, does anyone like Miranda Lambert? And I was like, well, that's like who I'm most excited to see.
That's like who you're going for.
And she said she's going to leave during that. I was like, okay, well, Margo's with me. And she's okay. Into it. But I could not be more excited. Like, there's nothing that I love more than like old school Miranda Lambert.
Oh my God.
There's nothing like it. And listen,
I'm so excited for you. What day is she?
I think she's Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like she's day two.
Yeah, I'm like almost positive she's day two. Yeah. I don't like looking at a lineup too much and like scheduling too much because I like a little element of surprise.
Yeah, no.
Like, I need to know who's going to be there in order to get me there. But other than that, like, I don't want to know. Same way with workouts. Yeah. Like, I know that I'm going to work out, but I don't need to know what we're doing until I get there.
Well, also, if you plan out your music festival, like, play by play, oh my God, it's going to be a wreck because there's so many unaccounted for things.
Yeah.
But you guys, it's so crazy because last year I literally bought my Stagecoach ticket the day before I left. And I spent way too much money, but I had to go. I was just set on going to Stagecoach. And this year, I literally had to sell my ticket that I bought because I'm going to a wedding. So I was like, wow, if I could show myself a year ago today that I'd be selling my Stagecoach ticket.
That you've matured. And it's like the best lineup ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've gone since like 2017. So like I have a very high bar for like.
No, I love this lineup because it's Miranda Lambert.
Okay. That's true.
But it is actually a really good lineup.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about living here and like going to country concerts all the time and like going to Nashville a lot is that like Stagecoach isn't like the only thing in the world. I feel like if I lived in like California or something, it'd be like a bigger deal. But it's like I've seen everyone before already. Like, and I will see them like regular, like, I don't know, but this, I love this lineup. Yeah. I really do.
Well, people focus so much on the lineup, but I'm telling you, I've gone like 6 times and it's never actually about the lineup. It's the vibes and the being there. And like, I'm always GA in the very back and it's the best weekend of my entire life. It's my happy place. So I'm so excited for you. Lineup, whatever. Like, they obviously always have good people. Like, it's going to be so fun.
It's so sad that like, we haven't gone together still.
I know. And that's like literally where I got arrested.
The same years and we didn't even meet.
Oh, I know.
Did you want, have you talked about that publicly?
Well, I've talked about it on my TikTok so much about how I got arrested for a fake ID in 2019 at Stagecoach.
Oh, it's the mugshot.
But my goal, well, 2019, that was actually one of my first times. I also worked with a brand. PacSun sent me clothes to go to Stagecoach.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I got arrested. They sent me like a full, they sent me like a full package of clothes to go to Stagecoach, mm-hmm. but I got arrested at Stagecoach. But I'm like, oh my God.
Can you say what you got arrested for?
For a fake ID.
Yeah. So she didn't like commit. I mean, no, technically you.
I know.
You were literally a criminal.
It's so fun to say that I got arrested, but then people are like, what for? I'm like, a fake ID. And they're like, that's boring. I'm like, okay, but let me tell you a story. I'll just be quick. I went to go, basically, it was the end of my freshman year at San Diego State. I was miserable, hated it there. And I had a fake ID, but at San Diego State, people don't use fake IDs. I just got it because someone in my hall was buying them. And I don't know, we went to frat parties there. You didn't need a fake ID.
When I got my fake ID, we used like YouTube lighting and like all of us can't, I'm not going to name names, but like anyone that I was friends with at that time under the age of 21, we had a photo shoot with our like ring lighting and our box lighting in my apartment in downtown LA. And like, we weren't like running a ring because like someone else was doing it, but I was like doing all the photos.
Oh my God. No, I could see that. Like next.
Yep.
But I go, I'm walking into Stagecoach. It's the very first day. This is my happy place. This is my third time at this time, 2019. And I'm walking up and there's an ID check and I go and I look and I brought my fake ID. I didn't even mean to. Like, you don't need your ID at Stagecoach if you're under 18 or under 21. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, I'm drunk. And I'm like, should I try and use my fake ID and see if it works? And everyone's like, yeah, go use it. I walk up to the ID check right before I even get into the festival. I hand them my ID and the guy immediately goes, ma'am, this is fake ID. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, you can take it. And he goes, no, you're under arrest for possession of false identification. And I said,
that guy like just needed to get laid or something. Oh, like, my God, how, so why did he so uptight?
So uptight. And I literally was put in handcuffs and they found a flask in my bra too.
Maybe he was like kind of into you.
Maybe he wanted me.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I just get a crush on you.
The things people will go to, like the extent. No,
I know. Why can't they just say like, can you go on a date with me?
Why didn't he just say like, I'm so mad you're 19 or else I would date you?
Yeah. Why didn't he just say, I'm in love with you, ma'am?
Oh my gosh.
Instead, he arrested you?
And I got
a miscommunication trope.
Literally.
That is crazy.
Oh my God. But I got fully put in handcuffs, taken away.
And just because he has some weird fantasy?
No. Just because you're obsessed with me in my PacSun outfit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, but I got my mugshot taken and everything, which by the way, Stagecoach Police, they had a cooler of iced waters and Diet Cokes, and you can't find that anywhere in the festival. So highly recommend. They're like, help yourself. I was like, don't.
If you're thirsty, just get arrested.
No. Yes. And so they, but then after they arrested me, they drive, like, you know, music festivals, you have to walk for so long to get in. They drive me on a golf cart to the very front entrance. I'm like, okay, VIP, you're obsessed.
Wait, so you actually get a better experience, what you're telling me.
Yes.
And you can hear the music still.
Yes. So then after I get over, like, I was also wearing an Apple Watch at the time. Don't know why my 2019-year-old self was wearing an Apple Watch to Stagecoach. And I texted.
You were before your time.
I know. They took my phone. So I texted my mom in the porta potty. I'm like, don't panic. I'm getting arrested. But after, like,
how did she respond?
She was like, LOL. She didn't believe me. But then once I really told her, she's like, you're so dumb. Like, you're paying for it, obviously. I was like, Mom, my like golf cart money, because I worked at a golf course. Please. No, but once they took me back in, as soon as I got into the festival, I was like, everyone's like, what happened? I'm like, I need my PacSun photos. And wait, can we post it on the Instagram? Like, this
episode. PacSun photos?
Yeah.
Please. Okay. I love that.
But it's so bad. Like, I'm wearing really long extensions, which I thought made me look older.
Wait, sorry. You took the PacSun photos after you got arrested?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. As soon as I got back into the festival.
Listen, someone's got to work.
No, literally. And they say this generation doesn't know how to work. I got arrested and took my PacSun ad brand deal photos within a 30-minute span.
People have no idea what they're talking about.
No, I know. And I think I Facetuned that photo too, which that's like the worst part of this.
Thank you for being so vulnerable on today's episode and sharing your arrest story.
Yeah, I'm sorry to go on such a long tangent, but I just can't send you off to Stagecoach without knowing my roots.
And you need to warn me, even though I am 26,
yeah,
maybe I'll get arrested.
Exactly.
For something else.
Next year, when I inevitably get a PacSun partnership or another partnership at Stagecoach.
After this, definitely.
No, I hope, but I've always busted my ass to get to Stagecoach and it's my dream to, like, you know, maybe work with Stagecoach or something. We all will be wearing my mugshot photos.
You told me that we couldn't do that.
No, we can.
Oh, well,
I just want to be a part of it.
I am working with Stagecoach, so that's very doable for next year.
So you're working with the organization that put me in bars?
No, that's the police department.
Okay.
That's different. Yeah. No, listen, after they arrested you, I'll never back them.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay,
totally. Do you have artist pass?
I'm just kidding. No, but as of right now, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've always had the artist for
I've only ever had GA, so it's all a foreign language to me. So.
Oh my God.
Oh, on the topic of music, should we talk about the playlist you discovered?
Oh my God, guys.
What a good segue.
Okay. The other night, I was having a bad night because I was in a CBM. And I was actually going down my playlist because I was thinking I need to make a list or a playlist of like my top 10 Miranda Lambert songs just so I have them ready in the car because I'm always like waiting to like change them and whatever. So I was going down to do this and I was scrolling down because I needed to get down to like high school playlist for this, right? And I see this playlist that this guy had made for me. Like probably like last
fall.
Oh, really?
Right? I have no concept of time.
Why does that feel like 3 years ago?
I know.
Okay, so I go and I see the playlist because it was like saved, so it's still on there. And I click the playlist and I like click the profile. It's like, they're not even going to understand how funny this is. Nope. That's the thing.
They will.
Should you just share it from your perspective or should I like... Well,
did I understand correctly? Did he edit the playlist name?
No, it was like a new
playlist. Okay.
But it's all the same songs that were like on my playlist.
Okay,
obviously.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. So I like see the playlist and then I see all these new ones. And
right, a guy made for her in the past.
I guess he's gotten broken up with recently or something. It was so fucking funny. Like, you guys will not understand how funny this is.
What was the playlist name?
It was like Down Bad, basically.
Yeah, he was like in his feels, but oh.
But the thing like, about this
it
man.
It was like, wonder where she is now.
No, the thing about this man is that he's got about 25 songs that he recycles on every playlist that he sends girls. Yeah. And he's so quick about it. Like, he's so fast to send you these playlists. But I realize why. It's because it's the same 25 songs. And there's like 8 of them that are happy, 8 of them that are like, I'm in love with you, 8 of them that are like, please make this work. And like another 8 of them that are like, you broke up with me, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
He's got it down pat.
Yeah.
No, I have one guy that made me a playlist like ever in my life, and there's like Camp Rock on it. So.
Every guy that's made me, every guy that really is not, obviously I'm not a ring on my fingers and things have really gone too great, but the ones who sent me playlists have actually been the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm experiencing my first one. I've always wanted a playlist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But sometimes like you just need a laugh because something about seeing the playlist from afar and like seeing how cringy it is, it just like really gave me like my stuff that I needed.
Totally.
But I'm on to bigger and better things. I need someone who can like lift a tool.
Yeah, exactly. Like and Tyler, like
build a house or something.
Like Tyler Cameron.
No, I'm not saying that. I need someone who's like not necessarily. I would like someone who's like not online.
Yeah. But basically, I just saw a video of Tyler Cameron or his new house renovation series, and he was talking about wallpaper, and I was like, Kenzie, he is perfect for you, but it was literally just because he talked about wallpaper. So someone along that caliber.
Yeah, I need someone who like wants to like renovate houses.
Yeah,
basically,
completely.
Like that's kind of like the vibe.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
it's literally what I need. Is a Chip.
I see that in your future.
Thank you. I am working on it. Okay, but I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, actually, I have a new term.
Oh,
I have a new thing. I saw this on TikTok, and it's not new, but
they have so many new terms. CBM.
By the way, it's literally not a new term. I lied. It's just like a phrase that I want to bring back, and it's. This came across my desk.
Oh, I love that.
It's good. I think it's something I should like really like put into the rotation.
There's a few terms like that that kind of just elevate your everyday language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of some others, but there's
such
a lot.
Such as yes.
Yes. Literally.
Literally. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I saw your quarter life crisis TikTok.
Oh,
that came across my desk. And we just wanted to chat about it a little bit because we were a little worried about Macy, but I feel like you are in better spirits than you were probably.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I was just like in a CBM the other day. I was down bad crying in the gym. Taylor Swift.
Totally.
No, but here's the thing. I have talked about it, but I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. Oh, yeah, I did. 2025 bride. I'm in this era where I'm a bridesmaid. Like I'm a professional bridesmaid right now. So up until this point of the year, April, all my weekends have been like bachelorettes, wedding
it's
planning.
It's honestly
stuff.
Like really the bane of my existence. I guess it's kind of like good timing, but like. Yeah.
It's like bridal showers. It's just a lot of wedding stuff. And don't get me wrong, like it is so freaking fun celebrating them. And it's like, I'm going to look back and be like, that was so fun. And I don't know, it's a very special time. But I kind of had this moment the other night where it was my first time just being like silent, still thinking about myself because I've been so busy and go, go, go. And so, you know, in the mindset of these other people that I was just like, wait, so what am I doing? I just have been so go, go, go that I have not thought about me, which is totally fine. But I'm just seeing all my friends like get married and I don't feel behind in that sense because if I was getting married right now, we'd have bigger problems to deal with. I don't see, no, no, if I mean, maybe if I found the love of my life, no, but I don't feel behind in the sense of not getting married. It's just seeing everyone else do their other things because up until now, like everyone's been on a pretty similar timeline, like, you know, high school, college, whatever, everyone does pretty similar things. And now it's just kind of off to the races and everyone's doing such different things. And you've always heard, oh, in people's 20s, there's no timeline. And I know that. But right now, I just seen everyone else establish themselves and move to different cities and get married. I'm like, okay, so I'm just kind of like working remote. When I come back from these crazy weekends, I just kind of go through the motions. Just kind of like a stuck, stagnant period.
I will say you are a unique scenario because I've never seen someone be so liked by everyone.
So you're in that many weddings, like so young too. Like it's really abnormal. Even, I mean, I live in Texas. Like even most of my friends that we like grew up with and like one of them is in a serious relationship. Like it's very, granted, we're not from like a small school, but it's because you went to TCU, I think. But yeah. Like to have that many friends at your age get married at once is a very unique experience. Thank you. That's like not in the norm.
But also, I just want to say it also kind of makes, because individually, I want to celebrate them each so hard because it's all like their one special time. But when it all happens at one time, I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing awful.
Yeah, it really is a lot. And then it's a lot financially and it's a lot. And then when you get stressed financially, naturally, you just get more anxious.
Well, yeah, looking at my credit card bill is what triggered this whole snowball effect.
Like being stressed about finances is going to make that so much worse. Yeah, but also like what I was telling you the other day, I feel like we're leaving out so much of like what you were saying the other day, but maybe not.
No, I'm trying to think about what I said on my TikTok. It's basically someone commented on my TikTok and it was like, you feel like you're pulled over on the side of the road watching everyone pass you. And it's like, okay, bye. And it's like, yeah, I don't feel behind in life, but I also just don't feel like I'm doing anything. And I said a lot about not feeling like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But that's confusing to even say because I don't know what that is, you know?
Yeah, and you only figure that out as you do.
Exactly.
Which is like even worse.
So I'm like, hello.
Yeah. It's like, I need basically to
look at our text because you were really,
I know, but mine are audio messages. I know. It's basically how I was feeling in my 20s. And here's the thing, like, I think,
because you're a millennial now. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, by the way, I'm still in my 20s. I'm in my early 20s.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, there's two things. One, like feeling stagnant when you're like, oh, you were like, I feel like I don't have roots anywhere. I feel like I'm not like growing anything, whatever. Like you do have roots and you are growing them.
Yeah.
But also like you don't need to be doing the next best thing and jumping from thing to thing to thing in your 20s because that's actually going to spread you so thin to where like you're actually not building anything. Like you actually are building something and you—
Thank you.
Like it doesn't need to be that. And just because obviously like everything happens in like different timing and whatever.
But again, that's—
sorry, it's annoying to
cut you off. To cut you off. But I was feeling like I was spreading myself thin because I was essentially trying to like do these three jobs of like bridesmaid and then my marketing job. And then my like content creation thing, which I've never really like fully taken seriously, but it's because I don't think I don't know. I was just like, oh no, like that's that. I don't know if I can do that. So it's just kind of like a, where do I want to put all my energy into? So I don't put 100% of myself into anything.
Yeah.
But again, everything you've said, like I can't, it's so silly to stress about the future because I think about every single little thing in my life. It's led me to exactly where I am right now. And like, I couldn't have changed any of that. Like, you know?
Yeah. The other thing I was saying to you the other day is that your 20s are supposed to be a lot of uncertainty. And I hate uncertainty. So that's why like my early 20s sucked so bad because I wanted answers. I wanted to know exactly where I was going and doing exactly what I was doing and whatever. And I hated the uncertainty about it so much. In your 20s, you're a lot better at dealing with uncertainty than I am. Like your early 20s in general, I think life in general, like you have to get really good at uncertainty.
Yeah.
Like you'll figure it out. But also I think you do yourself a disservice when you like force things and you're like trying to do things out of like striving.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing things of like, oh, I need to put 100% into something and then you're putting way too much energy into something, it's like I always say, like you have to hold everything with an open hand. And then the second that you like hold your hand out, something's in your hand. When you're like holding on too tightly to anything, you suffocate it.
Yeah.
So you have to like live with that mentality in life, whether it's relationships or jobs or a different career move or, you know, wherever you see yourself going, like you have to like live life with an open hand. And that's not like an easy thing to do, but it's like an art to be mastered.
I know. It honestly reminds me of Miley Cyrus's speech when she won her first Grammy, when she was like, that's her butterfly, when it was the boy that was trying all day to catch a butterfly. And when he finally, is that the speech? Mm-hmm. It was basically when she finally stopped and surrendered, that's when her hit album Flowers came. Yeah. It's something like that where you just gotta like let go. Because if you look at any podcast, any successful person, any person in general, no one's gonna say they had it figured out in their 20s and they all ended up okay. So it's like, why even stress? We bonded over the Jesse Itzler Skinny Confidential podcast, but
such a good one.
I know. It's, if you guys need a good podcast to listen to, listen to Jesse Itzler. I forget which one it is, but it's the most recent one on Skinny Confidential. But he says something where he's like, you need to believe in the end of your story. And like, your 20s are for like trying out things and finding them. Because I'm like, oh, I don't know what my passions are. Well, it's like, well, keep trying. Like, keep seeing what sticks. Keep putting yourself in new scenarios and getting out of your comfort zone. Because he's like, you'll make the money later. Like, you'll master it later. But it's, you know.
Also, I feel like a lot of this comes from feeling like everyone else has it figured out and like feeling like you're behind. But I would say 99% of those people, unless they're robots, probably feel similar to how you do at certain points, if not the exact same amount. You know what I mean? Like, just because like you got married doesn't mean that you, or just because you look at someone and it seems like they have like the dream career, like one, they could lose that job in a year and be set back so far, or two, they could hate it, or that could not even be where they're going. Like, I just think you will learn things along the way and you'll collect different life experiences that you need in order for like the big, like what the end of your life story is.
Yeah.
And I think when you put too much pressure on yourself to have it figured out at that point, especially in your early 20s, it like that I think is actually the only thing that can hold you back in your 20s.
Is putting the pressure on.
Yes. Because then you're not able to like freely do things. Like, you operate so much better out of like freedom than you do out of striving. You know, but that sounds very churchy to me, but
think about it. Like, you've probably never had like your best creation from being like, you know what, you need to like create something really good tonight and you're not getting up until you do it.
You know what's a good book is The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Wait, I've been wanting to read that for so long.
It's really good. And it talks about like hustle culture and how it's actually this, if, don't read it if you're like not a Christian, but it honestly, even if you like, I would still recommend the book because it talks about hustle culture in a way that it's very unhealthy and it actually like stifles you creatively and like where you're supposed to go in life. I think that we need, like, in the time that you're feeling right now and times that I felt stagnant and stuck, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing and very confused, and then you end up comparing yourself and then you end up being harder on yourself or whatever it is. Like, those are the times where I try to fill my life with more and more and more stuff, like specifically for me, typically like work stuff. I wish it was other stuff. I was like, maybe I'd be like dating someone.
Well, I wish I filled mine with work stuff.
No, that is when I do the worst. And then when I'm able to have time where I can like think and actually think about what I want, like get to know myself better, and I'm not just like trying to fill some void with something else, that's when I get more clarity and more vision and more. Like, I would have done like friend of mine and like changed to house guest and done all of that like a lot earlier. And I wouldn't have made mistakes and started things that I shouldn't have started had I done that earlier. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you brought up something really good, which I realized what this all stemmed from. It was, well, one, checking my bank account. That never sets you up for success, or my credit card statement. But then two, it was just like,
no, you should check your credit card statement, but
yeah, not after four bachelorettes.
It's just the stress of finances that makes things worse.
Yeah. Oh, made a payment though.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. No, but it was realizing that I haven't paid like any attention to myself recently in the past 4 months. It's just been like, okay, like what is this person? They're like, it was just a lot of go, go, go and paying not attention to myself. And I was like, wait, maybe I should just like journal more, or like think about bigger picture or something like that. But
yeah,
I just want to say Kenzie's such a saint because she's like fully sending me voice memos while she's like going, like she's literally sending me like narrations of how to get through this. I'm like, Kenzie,
well, this is my specialty.
I'm like, you have bigger fish to fry, but thank you so much for helping me be confused. Well,
you still have life problems.
I know.
Right? Like,
I know.
I have about 15 episodes you should go listen to.
No, I know.
Honestly, guys, like I'm one margarita in, so it's like kind of hard for me to like form a brain cell right now. Yeah. But
no, but I do think about it. Like I'm like, I used to listen to your podcast a little. No, but the ones that were I'm kidding. The ones that were back during that time.
Yeah.
I listened to them before, but I need to go back and listen.
To them, man.
And do you know what other one I need to listen to is the one of like people that accomplish things later in life?
Yeah. I have a solo podcast episode where I sit down and I talk about people who accomplish things later in life. And I think my cutoff was like 40 plus, I want to say.
Okay.
There might be some exceptions. It was mainly like 50s and 60s. I love a story about someone who is like continuously evolving. I think this, our culture right now puts so much pressure on us to achieve and achieve and achieve in your 20s. Like Forbes, think about it, Forbes 30 under 30.
Oh my God.
They're always highlighting like young entrepreneurs. And I actually think that's like, I think it's great. Like, I think it's really cool if that's your story. But we have so much more to learn from other people that I feel like should be highlighted that are older. Like,
yeah.
I love hanging out with grandparents. Like, yeah. That is more of the vibe because I like to learn from different people in different areas of life, not just business. But yeah, I did that episode because I wanted to prove that, like, you don't need to have everything figured out in your 20s. And it was, like, totally fine. Like, Kris Jenner, not to bring this, too pop culture-y. She didn't start Keeping the Kardashians until she was 52.
Really?
Like, she was fully, I think she was 52. I'm pretty positive. She was fully a stay-at-home mom, like, all of those years. And then they got into, like, TV. And then that's where all that started. But, like, Martha Stewart was also later in life. I mean, there's so many. Julia Childs, I'm pretty sure, is on that list. There's so many people. Yeah. Like, you don't need to have it figured out in your 20s. And also, I don't think the answer. Oh, the other thing I said to you, and I was like, listen, it's not even because, like, I don't want you to move. It's just, like, in general. Like, I think, again, as a society, like, we place a lot of emphasis on, like, external things instead of internal things. It's very prevalent in guys. Like, think about a guy. The second he's going through something in life, he thinks, oh, it's my relationship, and breaks up with the girl. Like, a guy, for some reason, like, an immature male, can never stay in a relationship and, like, also, like, work through, like, emotions, right?
Yeah.
Until, like, obviously they're older. And for girls, I feel like a lot of it, it's, like, a hair change or moving or a career change or whatever. And more often than not, I think the issue is internal, because it's like wherever you go, there you are. So I think about friends that I've had who have moved to, like, three different cities, and they're having the exact same issues. And even honestly, when they first moved, I was like, yeah, that'll be good for them. But, like, they're on city 3 or 4, and they're in the exact same place, because wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's internal. Yeah.
I just had the realization where I was like, oh my gosh, I've always said in my 20s I've wanted to live in, like, some city in Europe or New York or whatever. And now I'm like, okay, I'm in my 20s. Like, are you going to do it? It's, like, a weird thought when you realize that you're the one that's going to make all the decisions. Like, it's kind of sobering when you realize you're fully in control of your life.
You know, it's, like, not the best thing.
Not, like, not obsessed with that.
No, I'm actually not obsessed with that at all. No. Like, I would like some instruction.
No, I know.
I really would like God to, like, send a text every now and then.
No,
like,
literally.
Hey, girl.
He's a little too obscure.
No, he's a little too quiet.
He's a little too vague.
He's so vague.
He's so into Easter eggs.
No. Oh my God. God literally invented Easter eggs.
Like, literally, just tell it to me straight. I can't.
No, like, just be a little more direct.
Like, first Taylor, now you.
Like, is he passive aggressive? Like, my God, I can't handle any more of this. Seriously, I used to say, I wish there was, like, a manual for life. Like, I wish there was, like, and I understand the Bible. No, I need, like, for myself.
Well, again,
like,
too vague.
That's what do you guys think we're referring to that's vague? Like, I need something that's, like, giving me a little bit more direct stuff.
No, like, you know? Literally, like, oh, like, this is happening. See page A24.
Yes.
Yeah. Can someone write that? Actually, I would like you to. I think you're pretty qualified.
I need one. Macy, like, what are you talking about? But wait, I do want to say,
really quick, who would you have write it for you?
Jesse Hastings and Ben Hastings.
Okay.
Or
like the Bostics.
Yeah, or the Bostics. I would have Jessa and Ben write it for me in a personal life, spiritual life, emotional life, relational life. Mm-hmm. I would have Michael and Lauren write it for me in a relational life, in a career life. And that's the only people that I need.
I would just have JoJo Siwa write mine.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of it.
Totally.
Yeah.
She would kill that too.
Oh my God.
You know that girl's got it in her.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's a genius.
No, she literally
why didn't I wear the JoJo Siwa Call Her Daddy hat today?
Macy. Why didn't you?
Why didn't I?
Do you think that hat's like $600?
Well, her mom makes all her costumes. Do you know that? I got that from listening to the episode.
I didn't listen
to the episode. So her mom made it. You should listen. JoJo Siwa on that Call Her Daddy episode talked about how she's like the best of her generation for so long. I'm like, you would never hear like Taylor Swift say this. Like,
but you know who would say it?
JoJo.
Macy Thompson.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, no. If y'all are listening to this and you're resonating, should we give them some? We'll give you homework. Okay, so.
Wait. I kind of wrote down my homework to you, but you go.
That's okay. This is a homework from our conversation. The first thing I was going to say is go listen to all of my like navigating your 20s episodes. There's so many, specifically with Jessa Hastings. She's coming back on the show very soon. Those are my personal favorites. Okay, like my sweats are so messed up. If you guys are watching on YouTube, like I'm so sorry. I just type in like house guest navigating your 20s and listen to all of those. Because honestly, like I was going through this, but like so much worse because at the same time, I had just left like Bible college and I had like a really honestly negative experience. So it really shook like my foundation and my identity and like all that on top of feeling like confused in your 20s. So like Macy's in a way better spot than I am. I was like a lot more of a mess. But yeah, I would listen to those episodes because it's very helpful.
And then I found my other homework that I texted Kenzie about. I said, okay, my action items here are journal more, like just pay more attention to yourself. Like I feel like a lot of times I feel things and I made a TikTok about how I was feeling. Maybe I should write that down too.
Do morning pages too, like be more specific.
Yes,
like
yes.
In the morning, wake up, write 3 pages straight, and that's it. I'm saying like I'm a hypocrite right now. I'm like avoiding journaling like I've never done before, but that's the best thing to do. And that's what I did when I was like in that a very like similar spot.
Yeah. Well, circling back, we're cutting you some slack. You don't need a journal right now. And then
I think I probably should. But okay. You know, yeah.
I'm like anything you want. And then also take pressure off. Like, why are you putting pressure on yourself? Take it off. Take emotions out of work. Like, I mean, easier said than done, but I feel like it can be very easy to get like super invested in work stuff.
You know what else I want to just touch on with the work thing? People who are absolutely thriving now does not necessarily, and like, this is not to say I want anyone to do bad. Like, I think there's room for everyone, but people who are thriving right now, that does not mean that they're going to be thriving forever. And sometimes, like, actually pretty much always, like, the long game is smarter. Like, work smarter. No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Slow and steady wins the race. Yes.
But there's like another thing that I say. Slow and steady wins a race. And just because people, it can be very discouraging when you're seeing people like get what you want in like 6 months, but that doesn't mean that they have longevity there at all. And again, it's not about them not having it versus you having it, but it's just a good thing to keep in mind when you are comparing yourself. There's people that like when I was younger, I'd be like, oh my God, I wish I was them, whatever. And now like they don't even exist. Like they're not even like in the same, they're not even like doing the same stuff. So I feel like we spend so much of our time comparing ourselves and it's not beneficial in any way, shape, or form. It's not productive, but also it's like you really never know what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Well, another one, put trust into Coach Bennett.
Yes. And we've spoken on that.
It all comes back to Coach Bennett.
It all comes back to Coach Bennett.
And then this last one was more personal to me, but it was just, never mind. It was about my glow up so I can fall in love in Cabo.
Oh.
Yeah. But okay. I've told you guys about that in the last episode. I'm going to be really cute in Cabo because.
Do you think he's like hearing this somehow?
No.
You don't think anyone is listening and sending this to him?
No.
Okay, good.
They're kind of out of that world.
Okay, good.
But yeah, I'm going to a wedding in Cabo in June. Oh my God, that's pretty soon. But I need to buy that blue cobalt Monday swimwear swimsuit.
Yes.
Once I pay off my credit card, I'm going to buy it.
Yes.
Because I need to wear it in Cabo. But that's just going to be one part of my story. Anyways, sidetrack.
I just don't want you guys. You think the swimsuit is going to be like what seals the deal?
I feel like it might.
Okay.
Because like the first day we have a boat party with the bridal party. And that's like my first impression, Rose. That's Bachelor.
I got the gist.
Yeah.
See, Macy and I are like looking for love this year.
Yeah, but like in a chill way.
Yeah. Like, by looking for love, I mean, I've taken like literally zero steps to find love. But I'm hoping love finds me.
It will. I know it will. Like,
you know,
I think I tell literally everyone, I'm like, I just want like a hunk that fixes homes and does wallpaper, like you said, to fall into Kenzie's lap, like right in that courtyard. I want to look over and be like, who is breaking into our home? And I'm like, oh, it's Kenzie's husband.
Our home.
Yeah. Stagecoach.
You think he's just going to like fall in there?
Festival boyfriend at Stagecoach. I've had many of those.
I mean, I'll have a festival boyfriend, I'm sure, but I'm not going to have like a...
But there's longevity in a festival boyfriend.
I don't want longevity in a festival boyfriend. That's the whole point of a festival boyfriend. I want longevity in like God. A Texas boyfriend.
Imagine our Stagecoach recap if I went.
Yeah.
Not like they have never seen anything like a Stagecoach me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, I mean, they've gotten a little gist of it today.
Oh, they've gotten a little bit, yeah. I can't believe we went from my like arrest...
You're a criminal.
...to like feeling behind in your 20s. Life comes at you fast.
No, it really does. It really, really does. But yeah, I hope this was a good episode. I feel like
I think it was. I think we covered a lot of bases.
From my CBM, my certified bad mood.
So from CBM to Stagecoach arrest to Coach Bennett.
To our house and a man falling through my courtyard.
To us, yeah, now living together, apparently.
Macy just kind of like moved in.
No, literally. To what else? My 24-year-old crisis. Except, guys, if you ever have one, just like give it 2 days. Like, I'm already like, okay, that was dramatic.
No, I'm kidding. That is real. Well, here's my issue too, is that like I'll feel something and I'll act on it in that moment. Like, if I've learned anything, do not act on anything.
Yeah.
Your emotions.
No, like it's so good. I didn't delete all my Instagram photos and go like rep mode on everyone. Like, people are like, why is Macy posting snakes? Like,
okay.
Wait, can we talk about Taylor Swift's diss track to Kim? Oh, that's another topic we covered.
That was like, crazy.
How on earth are you going to title this episode?
Do you have someone in your life that is like your Kim?
Like, do you?
No. But
like someone that was like out to get you?
Oh, well, I'm sure I've had those. Okay. But I couldn't name them. I mean, I've had people who are like mean to me for sure. I mean, everyone.
Yeah.
But like,
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too naive.
Yeah, like there's definitely people. I more so mean like people that like I hate that much. It's really just people have to do with my siblings. Like, it's not really people with me. But I've never been like a fighter with people. Like, I don't.
Until now.
No, yeah, literally. But like, if there needs to be like an act, like a fight by it, like, and not like a normal conversation, then like we shouldn't like be in this thing. It's not really my vibe.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, but I feel like it would have been more obvious if I had a Kim Kardashian in my life. But Thank You, Amy is literally a matured mean.
No, actually, yeah, it is. But no, I can name two girls that I don't like on your behalf.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Both influencers. I don't like
two?
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and those are Kenzie's Kims.
Yeah, and I don't like them.
No, I know.
Because they're mean to Macy.
Yeah. And it's not even like, it's fine.
No, like they're mean. Okay, well, it's been real.
Well, after Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star, literally name dropped in her podcast or in her biggest
should be name drop?
No. But I'm just saying, like, the fact that Taylor Swift can name drop with like Kim in capitals in her huge album.
Totally.
And we're whispering on the podcast, that just feels a little no, I'm kidding. I would
name drop. It's actually like embarrassing.
Like Tana name drops all the time.
I know. It's just so not our vibe. And like it wouldn't even like they
it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, they're like they get like millions of views.
Yeah. They're fine.
This gets like an eighth of that. Like it's not in like
yeah,
like it's
like in the grand scheme of things, like we're
I
not,
also like can't do math, so I'm not even sure that's true.
I don't do math, but I say it so certain. I'm like
yeah like it gets like half of that.
Yeah, I need to go back and block that one person though.
Who, the one or two?
Two.
You're gonna block her?
The one that I
okay
yeah
I mean, I'll block her too.
No, but guys, it was just
one like thing about me. I don't really care if it happens to me. If it's it doesn't matter what happens to me. Even that girl was mean to Brooke one time. Like, you're done. So bad. Okay, well, I gotta go because our camera's turning off.
But. Okay.
Love y'all.
Love you. Thanks for coming to my JoJo Siwa Martha Stewart Mix podcast.
Millennials.
Exactly. Literally.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.